Hare Krishna. We're in the Zagreb Temple. I'm here for Euro RGB meetings for 2 days, and then some other meeting for another day before going back to New Rotterdam on Tuesday. Yesterday we were planning to come straight from Fonyaud, which is just on the banks of Lake Balaton, to Zagreb by train. I was very excited because I always like traveling by train. When we had our temple in Budapest, the other temple, Hüvösvölgy, then I would always travel, or at least almost always travel, to New Rotterdam by train and to other places throughout Hungary as well. That wasn't always the fastest, but it was certainly most comfortable. It was certainly the safest, and it was the least expensive. Now, because the train stations on the other side of Budapest, in other words, we're on the other side of Budapest, and the motorway is also on our side, it's become sort of time-wise no longer practical, and depending on where we're going. Of course, when we go to the farm, then we still got to go past that train station, but there'll have been so much traveling that it's no longer really practical to then unpack over there. It's almost half the route going through the traffic to get as far as the train station is about half our trip. Sometimes it's even more. So it's no longer as practical or feasible. But anyway, this was a train trip I was looking forward to. And of course, Srila Prabhupada, he always traveled by train prior to his coming to the West, when he was doing his pharmaceutical business. He used to travel throughout India by train. And when his other people on the train would sleep, Prabhupada would write, and he was very well traveled. And Prabhupada had actually told us that we shouldn't travel by plane. At that time, traveling by plane was a real luxury. Now everyone does it, and it's no longer such an exclusive thing, but Prabhupada didn't think it was good for sadhus to be seen traveling by airplane. Nowadays, every sadhu travels by airplane. Although still, when I have the time, I also prefer to travel. First class AC is really the way to go from Delhi to Calcutta. It's not as inexpensive as it used to be, but it's a wonderful way to go, and it's also very comfortable. They treat you very well. I've gone many, many times between Delhi and Calcutta back and forth, or going from Delhi to Mumbai. Back to our trip here, back to Zagreb. Anyway, we left, and our train wasn't very full. In fact, I'd say it was empty. And now I know why it was empty. Because some people in Budapest knew something we didn't know in Fonyaud. But we ended up finding out when we got to Croatia. We stopped in a border town, and we had immigration checks from the Hungarian immigrations. We had customs checks from the Hungarians. Then we had customs checks from Croatians and immigration checks from the Croatians. And they didn't come together. They all came staggered one after the other. Finally, we got to move again. And then as we were moving, and I thought we were going towards Zagreb, the conductor came, and in not good English, no longer the Hungarian chap, he said that, get ready to get off. And I wouldn't understand why, but he just kept going. So we did get ready to get off. And pretty soon we ended up stopping at a train station. And but there was no conduct anymore, so we didn't know whether this was where we were supposed to get off. And it wasn't just ourselves, but there were some German tourists. There were two elderly American ladies. They were really helpless. And the good thing is I looked out the train door. When I looked out the train door, then there was this Vaishnavi over there. She was a devotee, said, known more than we did, that you had to get off the train. And because they're working on the train tracks on the way towards Zagreb. That's why probably they told people in Budapest that if you get on the train, this is what's going to have to happen. You're going to get onto a bus and you're going to be ferried around for about 45 minutes to another town. We didn't know that. No one told us that. And so we all ended up getting off the bus. And we went to, we got off the train and we got onto a bus. But it wasn't an exclusive bus. It wasn't a bus that was just designed to take train travelers. It was just a regular commuter bus. Not town commuter bus, but regular urban commuter bus. Suburban commuter bus, excuse me. So we ended up stopping at every 5 minutes, any time someone wanted to get on or someone wanted to get off. And until we finally got to our destination, which was the next town. And there we got on another train. It wasn't as nice as the train that we were on, Hungarian train. And then finally we got to Zagreb, and that was only about, I don't know, 20 or 30 minute ride. So here we are. It was a nice ride. Had I known in advance that this was going to happen, I may have had second thoughts, although I don't think it would have done much good for me to have second thoughts, since driving up to Budapest, going by airplane, would have been even much longer. And probably I prefer the bus ride than going through immigration, standing in queue, customs, security check that you have on the train, on the plane, excuse me. Going by train is certainly the way to go. The surprising thing was is that Radha Krishna Das had already come a day before, and we thought, well, this must be some kind of exclusive thing that just happened yesterday because of today. Because otherwise he would have phoned us. But he didn't phone us. And the same thing did happen to him. So that when we arrived, he said, oh, do you think that I should have informed you? And yes, he should have informed us. Not that necessarily it would have made any difference. And what will I do on the way back? I guess that's what we're going to do. No other way to go. And I don't want to miss a nice train ride, at least the part going from the Croatian border back through Fonyo, through Hungary. So we'll take the train again. And that'll be another little adventure for us getting back to Hungary. And that's it for today. Hare Krishna.